hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the polls are open and have been open for about an hour and a half. By 7:30 tonight, a sheriff will be chosen for Orange County. Many teachers' assistants in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District don't know whether they'll have a job this school year. And today, we will hear from one.
I have thought about looking into something else.
And two UNC surgeons have left the Tar Heel footprint in one of the poorest countries in the world.
In Malawi, there no more than 20 indigenous Malawian surgeons for a population of 14 million people.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, a former Tar Heel gets ready for his all-star debut. And
Duke and the Duke are suing each other over their names.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 78 degrees in Chapel Hill, 77 this morning in Carborough, also 77 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, big chance of rain today. 70% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88, not as hot as yesterday. It is second primary day for the Orange County Sheriff race between Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell. The polls at all 44 precincts in Orange County are open now and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Both candidates are veterans of the Sheriff's Department. Back in May, Blackwood garnered the most votes, winning 30% in a six-way Democratic primary. But 40% is the magic number that would have prevented a runoff. Caldwell, the second-place finisher, was just 58 votes behind, so he called for the runoff that takes place today. 7 days of early voting at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsboro ended Saturday, with 1,519 voters casting ballots in all. There are no Republicans running, so the winner of today's contest will be the successor to Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who's retiring after 32 years on the job. Blackwood, who was endorsed by Pendergrass, outraised Caldwell nearly 5-1 in campaign receipts that included $5,852 of his own money. According to a report filed July 10th with the Orange County Board of Elections, Blackwood raised nearly $44,000 during this election cycle, and more than $9,000 were raised in the second quarter between late April and late June. Blackwood's campaign spent nearly $38,000 and had more than $6,000 left in the bank. The Caldwell campaign raised $9,222 during this election cycle, according to a campaign report filed Monday, 4 days after the due date. Nearly 61% of that was raised during the second quarter. Caldwell reported a total $3,580 in outstanding loans to his campaign from himself and members of his family. His campaign spent $8,900 and had $777 on hand at the end of the reporting period. You can read this story and keep up with election results at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County is not the only place this is happening. Voters in three dozen North Carolina counties are choosing their party's nominees in a second round of primary elections today, mostly for local races, including district attorneys, county commissioners, and sheriffs. Most counties with a partisan contest today have just one on the ballot, and that is the case here at home. Again, all 44 voting precincts in Orange County are open right now, have been since 6:30 this morning, and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. When those votes are counted, we will keep you posted throughout the day on how turnout is at the polls. And when those votes are counted, Aaron Keck will be on the radio tonight to let you know the results. And of course, we'll have a full report for you right here tomorrow morning on WCHL. And immediately, we will be talking with the winner, whether it be David Caldwell or Charles Blackwood. That is at the end of the day here on WCHL. Of course, if you'd like to read about or hear about either of the candidates, you can go to our website. A full variety of stories there that we've done over the past few weeks with both Blackwood and Caldwell. So you should be fully informed when you go to the polls. If you choose to do that, that is chapelboro.com. North Carolina budget talks remain slow as House Republicans held a meeting with empty seats. And Governor Pat McCrory tried to keep pressure on senators to ease back on their teacher pay proposal. The House budget negotiators met publicly yesterday in a committee room to talk about the differences in their positions with the Senate. But there was only one problem. Their Senate counterparts chose not to attend. The hour-long presentation reiterated how the two sides disagree on teacher pay, teacher assistance, and Medicaid eligibility. McCrory threatened last week to veto any plan that contains the Senate's proposal to raise teacher pay by 11% because it results in deep cuts elsewhere. The governor told the Charlotte radio station he's also got to think about how to raise salaries for other state workers. Here at home, a Chapel Hill teacher's assistant tells WCHL that all the budget wrangling between the North Carolina House and Senate in Raleigh has left her feeling uncertain about her future to the point where she may consider changing jobs. She may have to change jobs. Patsy Barbie says she's giving it a couple of weeks to hear back from the Chapel Hill Cumberland City school system that her job is still available.
I have thought about looking into something else. As a matter of fact, I had given myself a time frame and saying if I haven't heard anything by such date, then I'm going to start looking elsewhere.
In the end, there's only so much the local school system can do. A lot of this depends on those state budget talks. The former child care worker was hired last September for 1 year as a second grade teacher's assistant at Northside Elementary School. Barbie is one of the interim assistants hired by the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system under similar circumstances last year, and they were paid out of reserve funds. Those reserve funds are now depleted. Now, Barbie and others are waiting to see what further reductions the North Carolina General Assembly could make to education in the forthcoming budget. Barbie says she just hopes she and about 100 of her fellow teacher assistants have jobs when the school year starts.
I love coming to work, and I love the kids that I work with and the teacher.
Barbie has some sharp words for those lawmakers in Raleigh.
The people that make the decisions based on other people's lives, I do not believe have ever worked in education. Because if they had, then they would not sit there with their honorable selves and make all these decisions and make them so that people are unemployed.
She said she's also worried about the possibility of teachers who would have to handle classrooms of about 22 kids each with no assistance at all. The Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education will meet on Thursday night to determine what reductions they will make in anticipation of state education cuts. And then, depending on what comes out of the state talks, it could get even worse. Two surgeons with the J.C. Burn Center at UNC Hospitals recently returned from a two-week trip to Malawi in southern Africa, where they opened a burn center in one of the poorest countries in the world. WCHL's Rand Northam sat down with those surgeons.
We go to Malawi not with the intention of essentially creating an American emergency room. We just want to make whatever they have there work better. And any new technology that we may bring is just to make life easier for everybody.
That's Dr. Anthony Charles, the director of the Adult ECMO program and associate professor of surgery with specialties in trauma, critical care, and acute care surgery. ECMO is the process of extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, or heart and lung bypass. Dr. Charles is a native of Nigeria. He has traveled to Malawi since 2007 and says although a lot of attention is given to HIV/AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa, trauma kills more people than HIV/AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. Dr. Charles and J.C. Burn Center Medical Director Bruce Cairns, who also serves as the faculty chair at UNC, were recently in Malawi for 2 weeks. The doctors made the trip to open and dedicate a burn unit and burn operating room in Malawi's Kamuza Central Hospital.
I think one of the most unique things about that hospital in Malawi is that now you have an operating room within a burn unit, which most places, even in the United States, will envy. And it is our hope, because of the Southern Hemisphere winter, that we can get patients in and out of the hospital as quick as possible. They can get their skin grafts done, and we can have ourselves huge, huge turnover and get them back to recovery.
To describe what a hospital is like in Malawi, Dr. Charles says to imagine you're in an American hospital in the 1930s. Malawi is also very densely populated, with about 14 million people in nearly 46,000 square miles. That's roughly equivalent to the size of Ohio, with about 2.5 million more people and very few medical professionals.
In Malawi, there are no more than 20 indigenous Malawian surgeons for a population of 14 million people. So you can imagine that for those that actually make it to the hospital and actually see a surgeon, they're the lucky ones.
Dr. Charles and Dr. Karen say they both agree that support is needed from the UNC campus and throughout the nation to continue to help improve medical practices in Malawi.
I think that there are a number of things that we would like to change, but it starts with resources and support.
And part of what we've done is we started a surgery residency program to train Malawians to become surgeons and also support the clinical officers for better training. I think doubling up on that effort, increasing the numbers of people that can provide care to their people is the magic sauce.
Stay tuned. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have part two of this story, talking about what specifically the J.C. Byrne Center does here in Chapel Hill and how it reaches out to nearly all 100 counties in the state. To hear the complete interview with Dr. Bruce Cairns and Dr. Anthony Charles, and to see pictures from the J.C. Byrne Center and a video from the Camuza Central Hospital Burn Unit, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The left-hand eastbound lane at 15501, otherwise known as Fordham Boulevard, between Manning Drive and Old Mason Farm Road, is going to be closed from 8 o'clock tonight to 4 a.m. tomorrow for a manhole repair project. Eastbound traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone. Please use caution in that area. And again, that is starting tonight at 8 o'clock, lasting until 4 a.m. tomorrow. A plan to close Ridge Road traffic in both lanes between Manning Drive and the Ram's Head parking deck for a waterline replacement project has been canceled thanks to a contractor who resolved a technical issue. Orange Water and Sewer Authority had recently announced that both lanes would be closed to through traffic, but as that is no longer necessary, the contractor will continue to close only one lane in patches between Manning Drive and Boshammer Stadium until the waterline work is completed in mid-August. Chapel Hill Transit will continue to operate on regular routes through the area, although you can expect some delays. Next bus schedules will also be affected. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound seeing some delays right now, still between Estes Drive and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. That is just the usual morning slowdowns, nothing major there, no ends. NC-54 heading eastbound now between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 seeing some minor to moderate delays as well. Having the case of the Mondays on a Tuesday now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, things moving just fine. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Looking forward to more of your conversation with the doctors coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Definitely.
Just remarkable work they do over at the J.C. Byrne Center here in Chapel Hill, but also leaving that Tar Heel footprint all over the world.
I don't quite know how they do all that they do in just 24 hours a day.
I think they have Dr. Cairns must have invented a time stretcher.
I think so.
As like
he's doing the time warp.
75 minutes in every hour. At his,
I agree.
At his place.
I'm going to see how, maybe that'll be my next interview, is how he does that.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. If you haven't eaten there, you owe yourself a favor. Go do it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda, home of Dream Service. Partly sunny today, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. As usual, 70% chance of rain. High today about 88. Thankfully, not as hot as yesterday. Tonight, we're looking at still a 70% chance of rain with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, a better day. Partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain early, at least the first part of the day. And then the high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 60s. Thursday, nice day. Partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. We got up to the middle 90s yesterday. That will not be the case today, although it will still be rather warm. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Governor Pat McCrory says he'd be willing to consider expanding Medicaid in North Carolina through the federal health care overhaul law once our state system is repaired after years of cost overruns. McCrory told a radio station in Charlotte on Monday he's not closed the door on offering Medicaid to more of the working poor, as the federal law gives the option to states. The governor signed a law last year preventing the expansion, and now he wants the legislature this year to give his administration the ability to develop a new way to pay for Medicaid services. McCrory says he would need federal regulations to give the state flexibility to target any Medicaid expansion based on North Carolina's needs and provide more certainty about what Medicaid expansion will cost the state. And legislation designed to clean up coal ash ponds at Duke Energy power plants in North Carolina is now heading to final negotiations after the Senate rejected the House version of the bill. The Senate voted unanimously on Monday to send competing legislation from both chambers to a conference committee to forge a compromise. Good luck on that. The Senate bill's sponsor said last week he had some issues with the House version. A final measure would have to be voted on again by both chambers before it heads to Governor McCrory's desk. Both versions of the cleanup measure require all pits to be closed in 15 years. The House would give state regulators leeway on deadlines if Duke's seat delays. The legislation arose from the massive coal ash spill at Duke's Eden plant back in February. And new studies show that the rate of Alzheimer's disease and other dementias is falling in the United States and in some other rich countries around the world, but the total number of cases continues to rise because more people are living to an old age. One study finds that an American over age 60 today has a 44% lower chance of developing dementia than a similar age person did roughly 30 years ago. Scientists think the trend is due to better education and control health factors such as lowering blood pressure and cholesterol. Time now for WCHL's Championship Sports. There will be some Tar Heel flavor present tonight at Target Field for the annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Former Carolina standout and current Seattle Mariner third baseman Kyle Seager will take the field in the national spotlight. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
You know, this is obviously a dream come true. You know, everybody grows up. You know, you wanna play in the big leagues. You know, you wanna be an all-star. You know, for that to happen is pretty special. You know, it's something that I'm, you know, very proud of and, you know, very honored.
That was Seager on being named to the American League All-Star roster. Seager has already smashed 15 home runs and 63 RBIs entering this week for the Mariners and has earned a nice reward for his efforts, his first career All-Star appearance in his fourth season in the majors. While at Chapel Hill, Seager sported a .353 batting average in his three seasons and was a second-team All-America second baseman as a sophomore in 2008. The NC native smacked a school record 30 doubles that same season and ranked in the top 10 in career batting average, hits, doubles, triples, and total bases at UNC. The 26-year-old led the Tar Heels to three consecutive College World Series appearances, including a spot in the Championship Series in 2007. Seager replaced Toronto's Edwin Encarnacion, who was announced as the AL starter at third base before being placed on the disabled list. But Seager will be joined by a few familiar faces Tuesday night. Three of his teammates, Felix Hernandez, Fernando Rodney, and Robinson Cano, will be by his side. And that's comforting for Seager, who says he'll be following Cano's lead around the clubhouse, as he usually does.
Obviously, played with Felix for a couple years now. You know, got to know Cano pretty well here. So, you know, to go with a couple guys you know will be, you know, good. I can basically be there like I am here and just kind of follow Cano around. So it'll work out well for me.
With his selection, Seager has become the eighth Tar Heel to earn a coveted slot in the All-Star Game. Seager says he's just humbled to be thought of so highly in his profession.
It's pretty good. It's an honor just to be in the consideration for it. You know, just to, you know, have the, you know, people that believe that I should be there is special. So it's been really cool.
Fans can catch all the action with Seager and the rest of the All-Stars later Tuesday night. The game will be televised on Fox at 8 p.m. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal, Alec Coachman Davis, has died at the age of 90 in South Georgia. Davis's daughter, Evelyn Jones, says her mother died early Monday morning in Albany, Georgia. Vera Williams, a secretary at Meadows Funeral Home in Albany, says Meadows will be handling Davis's memorial service, but plans haven't been finalized yet. Davis won Olympic gold in the high jump in the 1948 Games in London. She was inducted into the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004. Davis attended Tuskegee University and won 25 national track and field championships, including 10 consecutive high jump titles. She was the only American woman to win a gold medal at the 1948 Games and retired at the age of 25 after winning Olympic gold. Again, the first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal, Alec Coachman Davis. Davis has died at the age of 90 in South Georgia. It is 8:24 at WCHL. Let's quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke and the Duke are suing each other over their names. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Besides the nonstop scandal that has kept UNC on the front pages this summer, some very important news is coming out of Tar Heel rival schools. At Duke, for example, there is a complicated legal issue over the name of the school and the name of a new bourbon on the market, also named Duke. The bourbon is named for John Wayne, whose nickname during most of his movie career was Duke. But he did not get the moniker from Duke. He got it from his dog, also named Duke. Does this make any sense? Wait, it gets worse. Duke the University complained to the other Duke's heirs that naming their bourbon is an unfair association with the school, where there isn't much bourbon consumed because most Dukies are from the Northeast, where vodka and gin are the preferred spirits. So John Wayne Enterprises has sued Duke, not the dog, for the right to use the name, saying that the university has never shown any interest in the alcohol business. Of course, Duke has shown plenty of interest in the tobacco business, which is the reason Duke is in Durham and not still named Trinity College and located somewhere near High Point. In 1924, James Buchanan Duke gave Trinity a $40 million gift, $425 million in today's dollars, to create an endowment and another $67 million upon his death the following year, thus Duke in Durham. But while Duke cannot escape its own history, it does not want its name plastered all over whiskey bottles called Duke, saying that could give people the wrong impression. Like its students get blotto before, during, and after football and basketball games? Maybe if the John Wayne family had given Duke its own $100 million, it would all be okay. But as of now, Duke is disowning any part of the hooch. Seriously, don't the Duke lawyers have anything better to do? Anyway, I suspect another reason the Dukies are up in arms is that the label on the Duke bottle of booze also says Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, in which case the University of Kentucky should be suing John Wayne's family, because we all know how much Kentucky hates Duke since Leitner shot in 1992. I'm not making any of this up. I saw it in the same news roundup with P.J. Histon trading cards with Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon after a chance first meeting at Fresh Market in Chapel Hill. No kidding. This is Archansky. See ya.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you. Through an unmatched level of expertise and service, the Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. More people are eating healthy, and there's no better way to get the most out of your fruits and vegetables than by using a Vitamix high-performance blender. Vitamix, quality made in the USA. Vitamix is so much more than a blender. From frozen dessert to steaming hot soups, create entire menus with a technology that redefines what a blender can be. My shop, Twig, is proud to have been recently selected as an exclusive dealer for Vitamix. So you're thinking, huh, I can get it cheaper on the internet. No, you can't. At Twig, we will match any advertised price you find. And if you mention this radio ad, we will give you a $50 gift card with your Vitamix blender purchase. Sound good? So stop by Twig today, located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Healthy living starts at Twig. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The word is spreading fast about Pita Grill, Chapel Hill's great new restaurant offering authentic, made-from-scratch Mediterranean cuisine. Locally and family-owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence creates a culinary experience you will crave again and again. Wraps and kebabs, heroes and pitas, salads and falafels, seasonal food, and more. Located in Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Visit them online at pitagrill.us or stop by for a taste you won't forget.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is really going to be a fairly nice day today, except for the rain. 70% chance of rain in the afternoon. Showers and thunder showers likely. Our high today about 85 degrees, which is certainly a few degrees off what we had yesterday. Boy, it was hot out there yesterday. Our high today about 88, 89, something like that. Probably won't reach 90. Tonight, also 70% chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain, probably early in the day, high 85. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett, deportations have begun of those who were undocumented and showed up at the southern border of this country. Correspondent Dan Raviv.
Apparently the start of that was a flight from New Mexico, where many of the illegal immigrants are being held, to Honduras. The Los Angeles Times says 38 Hondurans, about half of them single mothers, the other half children, were flown back to San Pedro Sula, the city they came from. The first in a series of deportation flights paid for by the U.S. government.
Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes tells CBS this morning that two lawmakers from Texas are working on a bill which may offer a solution to this immigration crisis.
We're hearing that the Secretary of Homeland Security actually offered some initial qualified support of that legislation in a meeting with House Democrats last night. The bill is aimed at discouraging Central American parents from sending their children on that dangerous solo journey to the U.S.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
78 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. The polls are open, have been for 2 hours now. They opened at 6:30 a.m. and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. It is the second primary day for the Orange County Sheriff race between Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell. That's the only thing that's on the ballot. All 44 precincts all over Orange County in Chapel Hill, Carborough, Hillsborough, all over Orange County. All the polls are open today, and we'll have the results for you coming up tonight. WCHL's Danny Hooley talks about today's vote.
Both candidates are veterans of the Sheriff's Department. Back in May, Blackwood garnered the most votes, winning 30% in a six-way Democratic primary. But 40% is the magic number that would have prevented a runoff. Caldwell, the second-place finisher, was just 58 votes behind, so he called for the runoff that takes place today. 7 days of early voting at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsborough ended Saturday, with 1,519 voters casting ballots in all. There are no Republicans running, so the winner of today's contest will be the successor to Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who's retiring after 32 years on the job. Blackwood, who was endorsed by Pendergrass, outraised Caldwell nearly 5-1 in campaign receipts that included $5,852 of his own money. According to a report filed July 10th with the Orange County Board of Elections, Blackwood raised nearly $44,000 during this election cycle, and more than $9,000 were raised in the second quarter between late April and late June. Blackwood's campaign spent nearly $38,000 and had more than $6,000 left in the bank. The Caldwell campaign raised $9,222 during this election cycle, according to a campaign report filed Monday, 4 days after the due date. Nearly 61% of that was raised during the second quarter. Caldwell reported a total $3,580 in outstanding loans to his campaign from himself and members of his family. His campaign spent $8,900 and had $777 on hand at the end of the reporting period. You can read this story and keep up with election results at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Just stop for a moment and think about how important today's election is. The second primary, polls open right now. Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has been in office for 32 years. This is an election to decide whether it will be David Caldwell or Charles Blackwood as our next sheriff. Who knows? They could serve for 32 years. You just don't know. So please get out to the polls and vote today. All 44 precincts are open for voting from now until 7:30 tonight. Of course, tonight, Aaron Keck will be reporting the results after those votes are counted. We'll have a full report on all of that on our website, chapelbrew.com, and also tomorrow morning right here. North Carolina budget talks remained slow as House Republicans held a meeting with empty seats, and Governor Pat McCrory tried to keep pressure on senators to ease back on their teacher pay proposal. The House budget negotiators met publicly yesterday in a committee room to talk about the differences in their positions with the Senate. Only one problem: their Senate counterparts chose not to attend. The hour-long presentation reiterated how the two sides, both dominated by Republicans, disagree on teacher pay, teacher assistance, and Medicaid eligibility. McCrory threatened last week to veto any plan that contains the Senate's proposal to raise teacher pay by more than 11% because it results in deep cuts elsewhere. The governor told the Charlotte radio station yesterday he's also got to think about how to raise salaries for other state workers. Meanwhile, here at home, a Chapel Hill teacher's assistant tells WCHL News that all the budget wrangling between the House and Senate in Raleigh has left her feeling uncertain about her future to the point where she may consider changing jobs. In fact, she might have to change jobs. Patsy Barbie says she's giving it a couple of weeks to hear back from the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system that her job is still available.
I have thought about looking into something else. As a matter of fact, I had given myself a time frame and saying if I haven't heard anything by such date, then I'm going to start looking elsewhere.
Barbie is a former child care worker who was hired last September for 1 year as a second grade teacher's assistant at Northside Elementary School. She's one of the interim assistants hired by Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools under similar circumstances last year, and they were paid out of reserve funds that are now gone. Now she's waiting to see what further reductions the North Carolina General Assembly could make to education in the budget. Barbie says she just hopes she and about 100 of her fellow TAs have jobs.
I love coming to work, and I love the kids that I work with and the teacher.
Barbie has some sharp words for those lawmakers in Raleigh who just can't come together on any kind of an agreement.
The people that make the decisions based on other people's lives, I do not believe have ever worked in education. Because if they had, then they would not sit there with their honorable selves and make all these decisions and make them so that people are unemployed.
Barbie says she's not only worried about herself and also those other teachers' assistants around the school system, she's also worried about the possibility of the teachers having to handle classrooms of about 22 kids each with no assistance at all. The Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education will meet Thursday night to determine what reductions will be made locally in anticipation of state education cuts. The medical director of the J.C. Burns Center at UNC Hospital says he wants to put the Burns Center out of business. But right now, all 60 beds over there are full. WCHL's Rand Northam continues our story on the Burn Center.
Walking through the J.C. Burn Center, you don't hear much sympathy being handed out. Instead, there are smiles on the faces of the doctors and nurses and words of encouragement spread throughout. Medical Director Dr. Bruce Caron says that's important to the healing process.
When you're a burn patient, you become a burn survivor for life because of the scarring, not just the physical, but the psychological as well. And so how we support the patient and their family during that time has a huge impact on how that burn will affect them for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Caron touts the fact that UNC has what he believes are some of the best occupational therapists and one of the best facilities to handle the delicate nature of the trauma, not to mention some of the top doctors. The Burn Center has a family waiting room that was made possible by Duke Energy. It also has a playroom that helps in the physical and mental healing process. Dr. Caron says a major contributor to the continued success of the Burn Center is the North Carolina Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Energy co-ops are private, independent, and not-for-profit. Dr. Caron says he's glad to partner with them because he knows if something were to change in the amount of support the center receives, either from the state or the hospital, the co-ops would be in full support. He says his goal to put the J.C. Burn Center out of business isn't there yet.
We are making progress. We will always continue to work on this, but it's a constantly evolving challenge.
He says for now, his goal is to educate and to work on preventative care so the beds don't constantly remain full.
The most advanced medical technology that we've ever developed is a vaccine. So it's always better to prevent an injury than to treat it. But we have to educate people about what the dangers are in the home, for example, with grease fires, as well as the kinds of activities that might lead to an injury. For example, using gasoline on a fire will result in an explosion. We have other challenges with technologies, microwaves, for example. People don't appreciate how hot the liquids can get. But more importantly, as our population ages, people aren't as quick to react. And so we get a lot of people who are older who are getting burned in the kitchen.
He says there are always a number of injuries after the 4th of July celebration from fireworks, including the most recent one. Dr. Caron says UNC also gets the largest number of transfers from other hospitals, including Duke and Wake Med. The J.C. Burn Center treats patients from almost all 100 North Carolina counties, and Dr. Caron says he wants to continue to make it easier for patients to receive the same quality care they receive in Chapel Hill elsewhere in the state.
Ultimately, we're here to serve our patients, our citizens, our constituents, and how to do that has been a challenge because some of the services require a critical mass of people. So we would partner probably with trauma centers as well as the UNC healthcare system facilities, hospitals that are a part of what we do here. Now that we have the electronic medical record is going to be uniform across the system, we'll be able to work with those various facilities. Hopefully we'll use telemedicine and other strategies to be able to allow the patients to get the kind of care they need without having to travel so far from home.
To hear the complete interview with Dr. Bruce Caron and to see pictures from the J.C. Burn Center and a video from the newly dedicated Kamuza Central Hospital Burn Unit in Malawi, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Rand. If you missed the first part of our story in which Rand spoke with Dr. Caron and Dr. Anthony Charles about their recent trip to Malawi, where they opened and dedicated a burn unit and burn operating room, you can find the full story on our website, chapelboro.com. Doing some just extremely important work. People applying to the Peace Corps can now pick where they want to serve. Peace Corps Director Carrie Hessler Radelet says allowing applicants to pick specific countries to serve in will help Peace Corps recruit Americans who are not just interested in imagining a better world, but rolling up their sleeves and doing something about it. That's a quote. The time it takes to fill out an application online also has been reduced from 8 hours to about 1 hour. WCHL News Time, 8:42. Walt Mack has today's commentary. He talks about the problems, the ongoing problems at the North Carolina General Assembly. That is on the way next.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Studd.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Here, here.
And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
And if you're listening for Adopt a Pet this morning, which we normally do on Tuesday, we won't have it today because of difficulties in getting here. But please remember, we'll have it next Tuesday, promise. But please remember to check with your local animal shelters and the organizations that we always talk about here, because there are so many dogs and cats, kittens, and puppies out there who need adopting and who are looking for their permanent homes. And you can do a little investigating there and take one home today. Just about every pet that appears on Adopt a Pet is adopted. And we're really proud of that success rating. And we'll have another one for you next week here on WCHL, because Tuesday is always Adopt a Pet Day. But go out there and adopt one. Get one and take it home. It's 8:46 at WCHL, 79 degrees.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Lawmakers are growing restless in Raleigh. I'm speaking about the state legislators who are wrangling over proposed teacher salary hikes and how to pay for them. Oddly, the dispute rages between the House and Senate chambers, both sides dominated by Republicans. In a joint session, tensions became so heated that the House GOP representatives stormed out of the meeting. The House had proposed increasing the lottery advertising budget to generate enough revenue to cover the 5 to 6% raise for teachers. The Senate rejected that proposal outright, and the House agreed to drop the lottery advertising budget increase. The Senate wants to raise teacher pay by 11% and offset it by cutting teachers' assistance. But Governor Pat McCrory has threatened to veto this plan, since it involves draconian cuts in other programs like Medicaid. Medicaid has already been victimized by slashing 15,000 from the rolls. If this sounds familiar, it is. A similar impasse is occurring in Washington. The big difference is that it's between Republicans and Democrats. If Republicans can't agree with each other, what hope do we have for finding common ground with Democrats? There's no doubt the money to pay for teacher pay raises will have to come from somewhere. My guess is that it will be off the backs of the poor working class. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi,
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing. To receive credit within 3 months, other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
Start something great at Durham Tech. Priority registration for fall semester for continuing students begins July 7th. Priority registration for new students begins July 17th. Go to durhamtech.edu/registration for more information. And remember, continuing education courses are offered all summer long. Have any questions? Get them answered by phone, email, or online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
849 at WCHL. If I were to play this song for you, would you be able to identify the artist or the name of the song? That's what we did this morning on Freddie Cogger's trivia quiz. Well, several people knew the answer to the question. The first one to get in with the answer was Doug Poole. Doug Poole won a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Rock and roll trivia on Tuesdays. It is Thomas Dolby and a song called She Blinded Me With Science. And I say one more time, science. That's kind of fun we have every morning at about 10 minutes until 7 o'clock right here on WCHL.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking. But they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 80 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, and we'll probably stop at about 88 or 89 today, probably not hit 90, although it was really hot yesterday, not quite as hot today. It is, however, muggy. 70% chance of rain, particularly in the afternoon. As usual, a chance for showers and thunderstorms likely today. Tonight, cloudy, still 70% chance of rain. Overnight lows 65. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning tomorrow, which makes it kind of unusual. High tomorrow, about 85. Tomorrow night, it'll be clearing up with a low in the low 60s. And then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So the weather will get better, but a huge chance of rain today and tonight, and a lot of moisture in the air, and that means it's going to be kind of muggy. So just, you know, stay inside. If you have to work outside or have to be out there for some reason, Drink plenty of water. You got to go to the polls today because the polls are open right now. Have been open since 6:30 this morning and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. All the results coming up right here on WCHL Tonight with Aaron Keck. And if you don't get it then, including an interview with the winner, whoever that may be, Charles Blackwood or David Caldwell, you can hear the full report tomorrow morning right here on WCHL. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Don't forget about the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with that great chewy ice. And that is, of course, for later on in the day. 853 at WCHL. And if you remember Wayne's word, call me right now. 919-929-WCHL. Wayne had a word of the day this morning at about 8 o'clock. And I'll give you a little hint here. This one had religious implications. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And it's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call me right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The folks at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce wanted to honor Meg Branson, who is leaving the chamber, and Aaron Nelson, the president and CEO of the chamber, is with us now. And Aaron, I know that Meg has been a very important part of your team. Meg has just done a great job building relationships in the business community, which is what it's all about.
Meg is one of our superstars at our organization. She's been with us now for 7 years. We were very fortunate to hire her right out of college as an intern, and she's now our senior vice president, leads our membership effort.
What is she going to do next?
Meg is off to get a master's degree in business administration at Vanderbilt University, and we're real sorry to see her leave our community.
So she's actually not just leaving the chamber, but she's leaving our community too, and that makes all of us sad.
It does. It's a loss for our community. It's a gain for the folks in Nashville, but we couldn't be happier with all the work that she has done to make us a stronger chamber, a more effective chamber, and to serve our members so very, very well.
What is Meg Branson like to work with around the office? I mean, not out in the community necessarily, but what about when she's doing her duties around the office? What's she like?
Well, Meg is a joy to work with every single day. She brings a bright and positive attitude into the office. Her smile is infectious. She greets every member or visitor. Nobody is a stranger to Meg Branson. She makes everybody feel welcome, well cared for, and we really do, all of us, love working with her.
Well, Aaron, you've got a lot of special people at the Chamber of Commerce, and certainly we've loved the opportunity to get to know Meg over the years, and she's done a great job, and I know she's going to be great wherever she is.
Yep, we wish her the best of luck. She leaves this community and this organization much, much better than she found it. We are grateful for her service, both to our members and to our community.
Meg Branson, today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Congratulations, Meg, and good luck.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, congratulations to Marion Cranford of Carborough, who called in with a word of the day on WCHL. It is Introit. Introit has nothing to do with a city in Michigan, nothing to do with a motor city. Introit is a religious term. It means a psalm that is recited while the priest is approaching the pulpit or something like that. That is from Wayne Pond, and Marion Cranford gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much, Marion. We'll have another word for you tomorrow morning on WCHL. 8:57, I'm Ron Stutz.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
This is Chief Chris Blue with the Chapel Hill Police Department. Police officers and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year. About 95% of those calls turn out to be accidental alarms. Homes and businesses in Chapel Hill are now required to register for a permit by July 1st, and failure to do so could result in a $100 fine. Multiple accidental activations in a 365-day period may result in fines of up to $500. For more information or to register your alarm, visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about public safety in our community.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
Our last look at the weather this morning is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And it looks pretty good today. It's going to be hot. High today about 88 degrees, partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, 70% chance. Also a 70% chance of rain tonight with the overnight low 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of rain in the first part of the day. And the high tomorrow, about 85 degrees. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Food. And Berkeley Grimble had a birthday yesterday. Be sure and wish him a happy birthday. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Israel has accepted a proposed ceasefire with Hamas militants in Gaza. Hamas has not. Secretary of State Kerry has decided not to go back to the Middle East, but he will keep working the phones.
We need to remember what is at stake here. And we will continue to work for a ceasefire.
In Jerusalem, CBS's Robert Berger tells us Hamas may be holding out for a better deal.
Hamas could be stalling because it wants concessions from Israel, such as lifting the blockade and releasing Palestinian prisoners. But Israel says the losing side cannot dictate terms.
To Gaza City, where CBS's Holly Williams has the latest on the hostilities.
The militants have continued to fire their rockets into southern Israel this morning, not with the same intensity that we've seen on previous days, but they are firing them.
Israel says it resumed airstrikes in Gaza in response to 47 more Hamas rocket attacks. In this country, Republican Senator John Cornyn and Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, both from Texas, are sponsoring a bill that would speed the deportation of illegal immigrant children from South America. Californians who waste water could be slapped with hefty fines. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
Blame the drought.
It's extremely serious, and it's just going to get worse as the summer wears on.
State water regulator Felicia Marcus says that's why California could approve new fines today. People would have to pay up to $500 a day if they let water run off their lands.